Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It is 8:33 on a very cold morning. I don't know, is this our coldest morning of the year so far? I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it is.
The year is so young.
Yeah, and it is very cold. Hi, Amy Markscores.
Oh, hey, Debbie Monterey.
Hi, Charlie Brennan.
It is cold, and nameless individuals have gone to school in shorts, huh?
Yeah, that might have been my son.
He's the next Mike Miller.
Yeah.
There's always that guy, though. I love that your son is that guy. There's always shorts guy.
Yeah.
No matter how cold it is, there's shorts guy going mm-hmm. into Home Depot or the grocery mm-hmm. store with shorts on.
Yeah, and in fact, I said to him, why are your sweatpants out in the yard on the table? He goes, I don't know. It's like amazing that things happen in my house and he has no idea how it happened. I said, well, I didn't put your sweatpants outside in the yard. Maybe the dogs did it. He's like, I don't know. I didn't do it. Yeah, just randomly, your sweatpants ended up in the yard. I think he had shorts under them and just he had to get the pants off. But he doesn't have any recollection.
I think
no idea how that happened.
It's amazing. The brains of like young boys. my mom, you know how moms are always putting dishes in the dishwasher and clean the kitchen. So she's in the kitchen. You know, my brother's in the family room and there's just dishes stacked in the sink. She yells, hey, does anybody know where the dishwasher is? And my brother yells back, not ironically, but genuinely, why? Isn't it in there? it occurred to him that mm-hmm. the dishwasher was missing before it occurred to him that he needed to put the dishes in the dishwasher.
Well, it's job security for your mom and for me.
Since
no one knows how to pack the dishwasher.
Some would say too much job security.
All right. Well, I don't know if this was about job security or not, but yesterday Governor Parson gave his annual State of the State address at the Capitol in Jefferson City. And it was a pretty positive and upbeat address focusing on the economy, which he said is strong despite the pandemic. And he touted not closing businesses and schools, benefiting the state and leaving the budget in good shape. He did also promote a long list of spending proposals for workforce development, education, and infrastructure during his speech, and yet also said that people would get a tax cut. So I don't know how all that works together, Charlie Brennan, but overall thoughts about the speech?
It works because there's a $7 billion budget surplus right now in Missouri. It's really a great time to be governor of the state of Missouri. There is federal money in there, but not all of it. You know, with inflation, when prices go up, so do sales taxes. And that's a little known aspect. And also inflation goes up, people sometimes move up into higher tax brackets. So the state is collecting more money. Cities and towns are. And we talked the other day about teachers making $25,000. Some are anyway in the state of Missouri. And the governor wants to up that to $38,000. And then he's got a lot of proposals, everything from trying to figure out where all the pipes are with lead in them or increasing broadband. I don't know where he's going to find a labor force to actually enact many of the proposals that he's putting forward. But again, it's a good time to be the governor because there is a lot of money in Jefferson City right now.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, that we've talked so much about job creation. That's what politicians talk about, and they're still touting job creation. But my goodness, we need the workers, and the state, the government needs workers, and they're upping the pay there to keep their administrations filled. So, yeah, the state is growing.
And so are hospitalizations due to COVID in this state. And this is concerning. It's certainly something that we've talked about a lot. But with COVID overwhelming area hospitals, the pandemic task force is asking for federal help. Mercy BJC and St. Luke's hospitals are all asking for the assistance, as many of their workers are out with coronavirus or caring for family members who are. President Biden dispatched more than 1,000 military healthcare personnel to six states to help these hospitals. Missouri was not one of them. I did hear from a friend anecdotally, too, Amy, that she wanted to go to an urgent care because she doesn't have COVID, but she has an upper respiratory infection that is really bothering her. And she couldn't even get into an urgent care because they're so packed with COVID patients. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bode well, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I'm hoping that we've seen, you know, the peak, the crest of this Omicron wave, and that it starts going back down like we saw happen in South Africa. And I do wonder, the people who are going to the hospital for COVID, obviously, if your oxygen is dropping and you can't breathe, you need to go to the hospital. You need to go to the emergency room. But I have friends who would go to the hospital pre-COVID, when they had the flu, right? I was never one of those people. I never got Tamiflu. I just knew I had the flu and I stayed home and got better. I wonder how many people are going to the hospitals to get tested, or maybe just to be told they have COVID. Maybe they're looking for medicine. I want to know, you know, the severity of the cases of people going to the hospitals.
That could be, you know, people have complained for a long time in medical circles that a lot of people use the ER as an urgent care, or they take an ambulance ride when they don't need to. I don't know if any of that's going on right now, but we do know there's a staffing shortage. What, 2 weeks ago, Stacey Newman, the former state representative, was with us on the program, and her husband has some severe conditions, and he's having trouble finding, or at least he was 2 weeks ago. Hopefully this has been resolved. He had trouble finding a hospital bed, and it's the staff shortage.
Yeah.
The medical workers are quitting. They're coming down with COVID. They're staying home for their 5 or 10 days, whatever it is. And I never thought I'd see the day when in Missouri we'd say, okay, we need federal help to staff our hospitals. It's an extraordinary period, but we've been talking about COVID for so long, I think we've become inured to it. We're just used to it. It's like the unending crisis. Mm-hmm. And then when it gets to epic proportions, it's like, oh yeah, another day at the office.
Yeah, and to be clear, I'm not saying that the cases at the hospital aren't severe. I know there was, I think the health department said, if you have COVID but you're okay, if your symptoms are mild, you don't have to go to the hospital.
Right,
so
oh sure.
If you have the flu or you have a cold, and don't go to the hospital because we need as much space as we can for the severe cases of COVID and
no,
other things.
Amy, I think they'd turn you away if you went with a cold at the ER at this point.
Especially
right now.
Especially at this point.
There are people in Missouri who are spending 5 days
yeah.
in the hallway of the ER because they don't have a bed or they don't have the staff. And I'm sure the intake worker, taking a look at somebody who says, I've got a cold, will say, buddy, the exit's over there.
Just real quickly before we break, this was a BJC thing posted as of for January 2022. They say they have 646 people hospitalized with COVID, mm-hmm. 184 people in the ICU with COVID, and 85 on ventilators
yeah, right.
with COVID.
And Jason Newland from WashU just said 2 weeks ago, and I don't know if this is still current, but BJC set a record for kids in the ICU. So, you know, you don't go in the ICU for mild symptoms.
No, and I should point out the vast majority are people who are not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. It's 8:40 right now. We're going to take a break, and traffic and weather on the way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey. It is 8:43. It's round two of overtime. Amy Marks, Cora's Charlie Brennan, and I'm Debbie Monterey.
And quick follow-up. We were talking about the state and hospitals asking for federal assistance now. Don't forget, the governor, in his wisdom, decided on December 31st to end the state of emergency, which gave hospitals flexibility in hiring nurses and other staffers and expanding bed capacity. And they feel they're restricted right now by the state, unnecessarily so.
And he did not address that yesterday during his State of the State. One thing that people are having issues with is certain elected officials or appointed officials having other jobs. We've heard about the controversy of whether the county executive, Sam Page, should have a side job and whether the St. Charles County executive, the next one, should have another job. Now questions are being raised about Sam Alton. Who's he, you might ask? Well, he is the chief of staff for St. Louis County's prosecuting attorney, Wesley Bell. According to area watchdog Tom Sullivan, Sam Alton may hold nine other positions outside his job in the prosecutor's office. And Sullivan says, I don't know how he can hold so many other jobs without them cutting into time he should be spending on his county job. According to Alton's resume, he works as city attorney, prosecuting attorney, or judge in numerous different municipalities in St. Louis County, and is also principal litigator for his own law firm that he apparently manages. If he's getting his job done, he sounds like a busy guy, Charlie. Is this a problem?
Well, you know, I respect Tom Sullivan, and he's a great watchdog on all things government. And this is really interesting. I don't know what his performance is like within the county prosecutor's office. I just don't have any idea. But just in general, with regard to moonlighting, Sam Page moonlights, and I haven't had much problem with that. I know that many members of the county council do. And I figure if the guy gets his job done in 40 hours for Wesley Bell as the prosecuting attorney, he's free to do what he wants in his spare time.
I will have to say, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's because I got into radio through the avenue of hockey, but never in my entire life have I ever thought about the ancillary jobs of the chief of staff for the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. I've never thought about the St. Louis County and the council so much in my whole life. And so this is something I haven't devoted a lot of thought to in my life. It is all of his jobs are law related, because when I first saw that he was moonlighting and had nine other jobs, I thought of Ray Vitani from the show Schitt's Creek, who is on the county council. But he's also the photographer and a real estate agent, and he is a travel agent, and he's got all these jobs. So every time you walk into a business, it's Ray Vitani. That's not Sam Alton, but I do actually have an issue with Sam Page's moonlighting job as a doctor, because he is dealing with funds, emergency funds during a pandemic that were allocated to hospitals. To me, that strikes me as a conflict of interest.
Good point. And I think he should recuse himself from any matters involving hospitals as county executive. But yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there.
All right. We have to take a break here. It's 8:46. And when we return, it's round three of OT. And will those records finally exchange hands?
This is Overtime.
On the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It's 8:51. Charlie Brennan, Amy Marks Kors. I'm Debbie Monterey. Round three of OT. And Amy, it's hard to keep track of all the lawsuits that have been filed to keep records requested from the Trump administration. But this one is regarding some of the White House records that are to be handed over to the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack. The Supreme Court yesterday rejected Donald Trump's request to block the release, and the order turned aside the request for the block, which means they didn't buy the executive privilege argument and that there's no legal obstacle to release the materials from the National Archives, which President Biden approved. And Trump's lawyers have argued that would make the case moot. So I don't really know what happens now, but I guess the records are being handed over to the committee. Can we assume that? Will there be another lawsuit?
I think so. I think that's what it means. I think it's important to figure this out, exactly who knew what on January 6th. So, yeah, release the records.
Yeah, if this Supreme Court goes with that, you know it's probably got a good legal reasoning. I will say I am always concerned because within the White House, you do want a certain level of exchange so that people can discuss things that aren't going to become known worldwide, you know, for national security reasons and others. You know, there, sometimes the president deserves confidence from, let's say, the White House counsel. But I'm also in favor of transparency, especially in this matter. So, as I said, if this Supreme Court rules this way, then without being an expert on it, I guess I'll go with it.
Okay, we've talked about the Olympics, and a lot of people have been saying, you know, we shouldn't even participate because of issues with China. NBC has announced that they will not send sports announcers to Beijing for the Winter Olympics, not because of any rights or abuse issues, but because of COVID. Amy, thoughts on this?
Yeah.
And how do you do the Olympics with no sports announcers? I guess you watch remotely?
They are. They're watching remotely. If you're a ski announcer or whatever sport you're watching, you'll have giant monitors. You know, the Blues did this. The Cardinals did this. Chris Kerber had to call some games. John Kelly had to call games for the Blues, just watching on monitors from the Centene Ice Arena here in St. Louis. And, you know, I would be disappointed on the overall theme of, oh, I should have been at the Olympics. But with all things considered, with the human rights abuses going on in China, with the COVID policies, the zero COVID policy in China, for instance, people who are unvaccinated have a 21-day quarantine period. And then if you test positive, the Chinese government will isolate you. And then we know what the U.S. government said about U.S. athletes needing to bring burner phones or disposable laptops. I would think of all the Olympics to miss, this is the one that maybe you won't be too sad not being there in person.
Yeah, I think so, too, especially if you need a positive or rather a negative COVID test to get out of the country if they enforce that kind of European rule. I don't know. I wouldn't want to spend 21 days in China locked up somewhere. I don't know. I will say this. I think it just seems to me that the play-by-play is better if the announcer is there. But when you are doing the play-by-play on a ski run, of course, you can't really see all the ski run except on your monitor. And when Walter Cronkite had the landing on the moon in 1969, he was not on the moon. So can be done. Yeah. And I think we did land on the moon, did we not?
Well, there's some controversy about that.
Yeah, sure.
The CBS crew was there already to capture it.
Yeah. All right, the studio there.
Real quick before we have to go. So it's interesting to see which companies are digging in about vaccine mandates and which ones are not. But Starbucks apparently dropping its company-wide vaccine mandate. The company sent out a memo on Tuesday after the recent Supreme Court ruling announcing that U.S. employees would no longer be required to be vaccinated. They had originally announced this January 3rd. The mandate was to take place February 9th. Now, the Supreme Court, Charlie, didn't say that companies couldn't require it, but there couldn't be a federal mandate to make them do it, right?
Yeah, Starbucks can't find employees. I was mentioning that a week ago Friday, the Starbucks on Central and Clayton closed at 11 because they couldn't find enough workers. And apparently, that's not the case anymore. They're open kind of regular hours, but I think they just can't find workers, so they can't mandate the vaccine.
Yeah, supply and demand. Money, 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 money.
Just don't close Amy's Starbucks.
Money. They did.
They already did.
Oh, that was yours?
Yeah. No, it's another one, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Debbie.
Thoughts and prayers, Amy.
That's like when I told my friend to give her dead dog a hug. I didn't know he died.
Oh. Here's what's on tap, Charlie.
James Boatwright, barbecue expert and contestant on Netflix's American Barbecue Showdown, is going to make his debut on our program. Major Garrett, chief Washington correspondent, CBS News, plus the broadcaster of the year, sports broadcaster of the year in Missouri, John Rooney.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.